One important thing that we think is critical to the commercial adoption of GaN is to provide for a commercial supply chain that delivers volume capabilities for high-volume product uses. We've gone through a couple of steps here to take 100x cost reduction as compared to GaN on silicon carbide. The cost structure is somewhat driven that it's easier to grow silicon than it is to grow silicon carbide. For example, when we talk about the cost of a 4-inch GaN on silicon carbide wafer today, it can be anywhere from $25,000-$40,000 per wafer. That's why it's pretty much exclusive to high-end military and defense applications today, although it is shipping into the base station through Samsung and Cree. Our goal is to bring an 8-inch wafer to the cost of LDMOS or a GaN 6-inch wafer today, or $1,000 a wafer. The first step there is licensing our technologies with IQE that provides the GaN epitaxial material that goes on the silicon substrate. We have unannounced two relationships with very well-known European, one European, one Asian semiconductor CMOS manufacturers to license our technology in fields of RF that are not in our domain of product delivery in exchange for providing wafers at cost to us. This marketplace is geared and structured to support the high-volume base station market, which LTD is moving away from LDMOS to GaN, and we are working with customers today in delivery of our product.